A roadmap between years and the last classic intro of 2021. I hope you had a great Christmas and you're currently recharging your own battery. This week's episode is not really packed with features, as we only had a few days with updates. But still, a Sunday is a Sunday, and that means time for Microsoft Roadmap Roundup. First, as an update from the current roadmap, Microsoft Teams informs Word Cloud for Polls in Teams. When users have collected responses for an open text poll in a Teams meeting, Word Cloud Data Insight is now available to help us get a quick view on the top text phrases people answered. Maybe we are taking this as Microsoft's Christmas present. In case you are coming from any SharePoint on-premise edition, you most likely know other content types than document. Also, you might wonder what the future management of those might look like in any SharePoint online scenario. This is where Microsoft Graph SharePoint Content Type Graph APIs comes to play. Currently planned for a release in January, we will see new Graph APIs that allow developers to work directly with content types and in line with content type synchronization enhancements. This will be possible by enabling us to fetch and sync published content types in the Content Type Hub site to a target site. Maybe this is the future of the Content Type Hub many of us have been waiting for. Next up, a feature currently also planned for January: Outlook Text Predictions on iOS. Similar to text predictions we already know in Outlook on the web, the Outlook app on iOS will suggest words and phrases as we compose messages. When Outlook then offers a suggestion, we will be able to simply swipe and the prediction will be accepted. Also planned for January, Microsoft Teams pin your own video in Teams meetings. Currently, users can pin video feeds to increase the size of the desired video on their own screen. Somewhere in January, hopefully early, Microsoft will expand the ability for us to pin our own video on the stage as well. By doing this, we can also see our own video in the increased size on our screens. Let's face it, most features Microsoft has not ready for us are probably planned for January. So we also got Microsoft Teams introducing background effects on web. When we use Teams on the web, we will then be able to either blur our background or replace it entirely with the image provided in our video meetings, or also call. Nothing new to you or me if you're using the Microsoft Teams desktop app, but to use it only with our browser is surely a nice one. We are ending this episode with a few major or minor updates, depending on your view and your perspective on the Microsoft roadmap. Coming in May, we will finally get multi-language meeting invite control in Microsoft Teams, where the IT administrators can apply a new policy to set multiple languages in the Teams meeting invite. Also, for Teams, but coming 1 month sooner in April, we will be able to share system audio even when using Teams in our browser. And last but certainly not least, coming in February, we will be able to get team templates details via the very powerful Graph API. As we really only got a few roadmap items this week, this is it for the last episode of Microsoft Roadmap Roundup in 2021, obviously. I hope I was able to provide you some interesting insights, and I hope I made you smile once or twice. And obviously also, I wish you some great last days of this year. To a more normal 2022 as we remember it, stay healthy and don't be afraid.